I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. You want to follow along on TV. Presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, visit EMP180.com and get empowered. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville, Eric Bickle, Jason Bishop. That is the foursome. And right now we're opening up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines at 800-636-1067 with your thoughts on the new Alliance of American Football, which I think is off to a smashing success for them. Saturday night, the debut of the games, which were on CBS.
Was it on the big CBS?
Yep. CBS.
Yeah. The mothership.
And it was up against the Houston Rockets OKC game, two of the top seeds in the Western Conference. It beat it.
Yeah,
nobody knew who were on these teams, but it beat it. It was close. Garnered a 2.1 rating. The NBA game on ABC had a 2.0. By comparison, the Duke UVA game, a huge game, had a 2.3. So that did beat it, but it was close. So it had almost 3 million viewers watch it, and I was looking on social media. It was uber positive. People were into it. Put a couple polls up at Junk's Radio, and I just threw out there, I was like, these are the ratings. Is it going to continue to get it? Is it just because it was the debut? And 55% said they're going to keep watching it.
Mostly it's because of the debut. Largely it's because it was on the big network. I watched on Sunday when it was on like CBS Sports Channel or whatever that is.
Right.
Sports Network. Yeah. That'll do a third of that, would be my guess.
It might only do like a tenth of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be so small. It's going to be so small.
But apparently it was also on NFL Network.
That was a different game,
I think. Which I didn't know.
Yeah, they had a different game on NFL Network. People did say that unlike the XFL, like the quality of play was better. Right, so I looked
forward. There were no gimmicks.
Look forward to that.
There were no extra points. A lot of people like the pace of play. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I saw some highlights. There was one. Look, quarterbacks got crushed, which some people seem to love.
And they weren't flagging it either.
They weren't flagging it.
Yeah.
So some of the things that people have been complaining about in the NFL, where they're taking away the big hitting, they seem to be allowing it.
Yeah. You were allowed a kill shot.
I think people watched it just because they wanted
there
to check it out.
There was a curiosity.
There was a curiosity. They knew that the rules were slightly different. They knew that there was, you know, no extra points. And
I did like the pace of play.
Let's see how it progresses. Yeah.
My guess is it'll go down. The XFL had a huge open and then just bottomed out. But that was also the quality of play was not as good. I will say I watched it and I had an open mind and I was encouraged after people were so raving about the first day and the ratings. But I have to say I really watched it, right? Really watched it closely for about a quarter and a half. And then I just had it on for the rest. When you don't know the players, the only personality you know is Christian Hackenberg and like Mike Singletary. It's really hard to get interested.
I didn't watch
and I like
a lot.
Underdog stories, but it's just, you don't know anybody.
I little bit of the Birmingham game. It tilts me when I am watching on TV and there's 100 people in the stands.
Yeah.
That for me, that makes me kind of lose it for the product that's on the field. Even though that has nothing to do with the football that's being played.
It doesn't make it feel like
no energy.
There's an urgency to it.
It makes me tune away from it.
And I think it's just going to get worse. Wait till there's injuries at the key positions.
Right.
Like wait till you get down to the second string quarterbacks for some of these teams. Because the first string quarterbacks aren't very good.
Hackenberg was a joke. He's gotten worse. The other guy, Lewis, wasn't bad.
Perez,
whatever. He wasn't bad. Although I didn't quite understand his story. I don't know how he didn't play high school football but played in college. I don't even understand how that worked. But
I don't know anything about Lewis
Perez. He was interesting. They kicked a bunch of field goals. It would have helped them. It was much like watching the Super Bowl. It's a lot of like not scoring, just field goals. I think that game ended up 17-0.
It's 26-0. Yeah.
It ended up 26-0.
Yeah, you had a 15-6 game, a 26-0 game, and a 40-6 game.
Was there anybody who popped? You're like, hey, I'd like to see my team pick them up.
Well, that linebacker for, I think it was Orlando, Garvin,
yeah,
he was like Jefferson all over the field from Fast Times.
Yeah,
I mean, he was just killing.
He's a former Redskin.
I'm looking at some.
I do root for them. Yeah. I'd love to see all of them get tryouts.
I'm looking
I love
at some
underdogs.
Of the responses to our poll, and like Chris tweets us at Junks Radio. Saturday's game was pretty good, and then game was actually really fun. Says Jason, watch last night. Really like what I saw. I wonder if it's sustainable, but it sure seems like a lot of people were curious and then liked the product.
Yeah.
It seems like it was overwhelmingly positive.
You know
when
what
it comes
I didn't
to
like? I'll give you more things I didn't like.
The product.
Didn't like the uniforms.
Uniforms are terrible.
They just looked cheesy. And the ref uniforms were even worse. Like, I don't even understand. There was like some sort of combo. Like, they only had stripes in the middle of it.
They looked like Star Trek
refereeing. What are they doing
uniforms?
With the uniforms?
I don't know.
And they looked cheap.
Yeah,
so
I don't know.
It wasn't a good
thing. A lot uniform, of people love the starter.
Yeah,
bit.
Starter is outfitting the.
I didn't mind
teams.
That starter's involved, but I just thought they looked cheap. They almost looked like pennies. Right? Did you
I
notice that?
I didn't think so. I thought
they
had it
on the team.
I thought
phone
they
number
cheap.
Is 800-636-1067. I'm going to hear from some people who watch it. Look, I only saw clips. I need to give a quick shout-out. I went to the Palm on Saturday night. Timmy Seymour. Everybody over there
Timmy
always
Seymour.
Does great.
I know what that bill rhymed with.
It was a good time.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
And I actually had something different for dessert. Usually I'm
shook
a carrot cake guy. Occasionally, they don't always have it. They have like a peanut butter pie. But they had a chocolate pecan pie.
Sounds delicious.
It was really good.
It's a good choice.
So I was the Palm, but Drab apparently watched it. And yeah. It sounds like he looked.
Well,
telling
I had
you,
it on
people
the whole
who watched
game.
It liked
yeah.
it.
I well, liked the pace of play. I did like that.
Yeah, there's
I
some
thought the play was okay.
Which game did you watch?
I watched the entire first game that
so
was on CBS, and then I watched probably 80% of the game last night.
Well, there were two.
The hot shots. There, the game at Sun Devil Stadium.
You watched
right,
the second.
Well, that game was actually, and there was a former Redskin, Rashad Ross, who scored two touchdowns in that game.
I mean, speedster.
Well, there's, I think, 80% of the guys in this league have NFL experience.
Yeah,
they do.
I was impressed by
they're not truck drivers.
I was impressed by the quality of play, other than say Christian Hackenberg.
Well, he was awful.
He was really bad.
He was 10-for-23 for 87 yards and a pick. He was also mic'd up. Apparently, he was dropping. F-bombs all over the place.
Right.
Because
he might actually
under
get
pressure
benched.
The whole game.
Right, so it's not good when the guy, and Trent Richardson had a million carries for like 70 yards. So,
kind of what he did in the league.
Right.
And
so
he fumbled.
The big stars, fumbled. When they can't excel, that's troublesome. But I think for a TV viewing experience in middle of February, I thought it was pretty fun.
It was better football than the XFL. I don't think there's any question.
Right.
I just can't get it. It seems to me like the only, and you obviously don't gamble, but the only reason to watch is if you're going to gamble on it.
Right.
Well, or just if
and
you
how
just
would you gamble
love football.
On teams you have no idea
I know,
about.
I love football.
But aren't you amazed?
I love football.
You might not love it as much as you think.
I know you can argue.
Well, I love good football.
You love NFL football.
Look. I know
well,
you can,
I love college football,
college
better,
football too.
Better than I love NFL football.
Right. I know you can argue that the ratings are going to go down, and I'm sure it will, but I don't think anybody expected that many people to view the debut.
Probably
to have almost,
true.
To beat OKC Houston, which was on ABC, to beat I think, a pretty damn good NBA game with James Harden, who's scoring, you know, 40 points a game in the NBA, to have in,
well,
all those things you say, you don't know any of the
like
players.
That sounds like a problem with the NBA.
I think, to me, it's more indicative of how no one's watching the NBA or, you know, whatever you compare it to, golf or whatever. The numbers just don't compare. You know,
I mean, what are the numbers
small.
For Pebble?
I'm sure it's small.
You'd probably die for $3 million.
Oh,
of course.
Would, of course.
But golf can never compare to even a
Less
minor league
it's very
football.
Niche-y. It's much more niche.
Yeah.
You can't
compare golf.
I think it's a huge success.
Well,
I think
again,
they were thrilled.
Let's see what happens in the next few weeks.
I think they were thrilled. But, and I'll say this. I liked having it on, but it became background noise for me. Like, I really tried much for a quarter and a half, and I just didn't know any of the guys.
Right. But more people are going to watch that. Then probably what you were watching is the Wizards and Jabari Parker.
I suppose.
I think people will get bored of it. It's just my take.
Now, maybe you'll get to know the players. The idea, I guess, would be you'll get to know the players week after week, and they'll become a little bit more familiar. So you'll be all of a sudden you'll be a Zach Stacy fan, and you kind of track him.
Zach Stacy.
You know, I don't know.
They go to Vanderbilt.
I like
that
the quarterback.
Right.
Again, I can't remember his name. What was his name? I thought it was Lewis.
Lewis Perez.
Lewis Perez, yeah.
Well, is anyone doing, like, highlights on it? Like, are they doing it on
like
ESPN?
On SportsCenter?
Yeah, on SportsCenter?
Just like
no,
the
I don't
top
think
or are they Or they're just talking about the novelty
I'm,
of it.
I'm not sure,
you know what I mean? No
I'm
one's really
sure
breaking
ESPN
it down.
Even touched it.
Nah,
I couldn't even find box scores.
I saw a highlight, but it was just
ESPN didn't even have box scores on
the quarterback's helmet.
I had to go to Reddit to find out a website. The Alliance website doesn't even have box scores.
How's that possible?
That's amazing.
I had to go to some place. It's called, It's called noextrapoints.com.
I've never heard those words. Ever
That's the only place I found a box score.
They have a silly app.
I couldn't believe it.
The other thing that I thought was kind of funny was they went to their replay official, and I guess it's kind of interesting.
She was mic'd up.
Well, it was a guy for the one I watched. And he was mic'd up, so you could hear the thought process. But the guy was struggling. He was like, do we have any more angles? Like, you know, so nubs. Right. They only had, like, two angles. He was like, do we have any angles? We just got to go with it on the field.
It's just a work in progress.
And then at the very end, I think they showed an angle that kind of showed it was a drop. But it was too late. He already made the call.
Did you miss the extra point, though? You're fond of kickers.
In the game I watched, Nick Novak had, like, three or four field goals.
Right.
So there was enough kicking for me. There was enough kicking for me. All right, 800-636-1067, if anybody wants to chime in. Let's go to Matt in McLean. It does speak to the power of football
yes.
that it was able to draw that number. But I think when you watched it, it was kind of hard to get into it. Matt, what's up?
Well, I watched it. I loved it. And as a matter of fact, I bought season tickets.
What?
For
and
who?
I was, yeah, for the San Diego Fleet.
So where do you live?
I kind of live both. I live in McLean, but I also have business in San Diego, so I spend a lot of time there.
Nice. I want to be your friend. Jason wants to be your friend.
As long as I don't have to go to the San Diego Fleet games.
Well, how much were tickets?
Just go to San Diego.
How much were season tickets in San Diego Fleet? It couldn't have set you back a lot.
$100.
50-yard line, best seats on the sunny side of Qualcomm Stadium, which is a beautiful stadium. $65 each.
$55 each, yeah.
Seems a little steep.
I was going to say, I wouldn't
pay that. And Qualcomm's been around for 100 years. I mean, I can't believe it's
so
a nice
stadium.
So what
did you think of the product?
It is the best tailgate experience out there because it's 75 degrees. There's sillies everywhere. You know, everyone's barbecuing. It's sunny. It's you know, in the middle of February. It's beautiful. I mean, you can't beat it. And I was surprised at the response from my clients when I kind of teased it. They said, yeah, we want to go. And so I actually had to buy extra. Hmm.
So you were there. Maybe, so he was there.
Sounds
you
like
you just
it.
Flew back? When did you fly back?
Last night. Don't get me started. I never want to hear the phrase wintry mix in my life again. That's my goal.
It just means rain. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Man, season tickets for the San Diego Fleet. Good for him. I mean, it sounds like he's entertaining his clients.
Can I go to Mo, or you want to go to when we come back?
Man, that sounds awful. Flying coast to coast every freaking week.
He's doing the BBK.
Yeah,
business.
Count me out. There's a couple of businesses out there. He's probably doing well. Probably doing real well for himself.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
But he still has to fly.
636-1067 if you want to chime in. Did you watch the AAF? And what did you think? Don't go anywhere.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We were talking about the AAF, the debut, at least for me, was way better than expected. And it seems like most people who watch the games were positive on it. Hell, Pete Medhurst came in here during the break, finally paid off EB.
He did,
bucks.
Yes.
No, he did it before
it's
the
good
show.
Man.
He did it before the show. So thank
I
you
just
to Pete.
It. Thank yeah. you, Pedro.
But Pete paid you off. Apparently didn't get yelled at by his wife.
Right.
Well, he didn't
but then
mention
he came
it.
In just talking about the quarterback that he watched in the AAF.
Well, it's the one I was jocking.
Luis Perez.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I still can't get how a kid, I understand the great athlete, but to just show up in community college, a bunch of guys get hurt, and all of a sudden you star And then next thing you know, you're playing D2, and then boom, now you're playing professional. That's an incredible story. Incredible story.
Yeah.
That's what Scotty T wanted to happen.
Yeah.
Just didn't work out.
Exactly.
Here's the other thing about the schedule. You know, I understand, I mean, look, we're in the middle of February, early part of February, but once college hoops really starts to ramp up, and you got conference tournaments, and then you got the NCAA tournament, they're playing on the weekends, I think more people are going to start tuning out and watch it, unless you just don't like college hoops.
Well, here's the thing, Jason. You're different, but like Drab and I mean, I'm a big sports fan. My life is based around it. But I'm not going to watch just like Indiana play Wisconsin, probably. You know what I mean? I don't care. I'll watch it if it meant something like a tournament.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Once conference tournaments start in early March.
Yeah, but like regular season, regular like Big Ten hoops. If my team's not involved or it's not like Duke UVA,
yeah.
I'm just not going to watch.
I get it. I'm saying that. I'm saying based on the schedule of the Alliance, you know, their fourth week of regular season games is simultaneous with conference tournaments and then the NCAA tournament. I think a lot of people are going
to
start tuning out.
But if there's positive buzz, there may be momentum. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Well, like if people like it. It's social media, so who knows. But on social media, it seemed way positive.
It seemed true.
Like everybody
but
was watching
it. How many games are actually on the big network, or was it just the debut?
Because well, I think maybe on Saturday nights they're going to throw CBS.
I think that's going to be standard.
It'll be standard, so every Saturday night you'll get to look forward to an AAF game?
I guess so.
How many teams are there?
Platform.
Like eight teams?
Yeah. I think it's eight.
Yeah.
All right. We'll as long as they keep it on the big schedule. Network, you have a shot because that's going to be your biggest audience.
I don't see a game on CBS next weekend. TNT, two on NFL Network, one on the Sports Network.
And that's going to be tough because now everyone's going to compare the number to the opener, and you can't compare cable numbers to network numbers. You just can't.
But they can easily move that onto CBS if it's doing well.
I suppose. Well, what do they have? Yeah, like, say, for example, what do they have on CBS Saturday night? Have AWOD check. He's not doing it.
CSI, probably.
CSI, yeah.
Well, that probably pulls a bigger number than the game.
Yeah. Let's go to Don in Ashburn. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Don, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, boys.
What's up?
I watched it a little bit. I think they couldn't have had the table set any better with the boring Super Bowl and people just not getting their fix. But it's 100% injury ratio. And Jason, you said it best. I mean, there was a quarterback that actually he got just cleaned. I mean, smoked. And that play would not only have been flagged, you probably would have had a fight in the NFL. Guys like that aren't going to be able to sustain their play level that high and continue on. And once you start getting – I mean, who's Hackenberg's backup? How bad is that guy?
Yeah,
so the level of play – It's just going to go down and down over these injuries, and I think that's where it's going to really fall off.
Yeah, but people watch college football, and my guess is these guys who all have some pro experience were good college players, so probably has the level of play better than the college game.
The problem is, you have that passion because
exactly.
That allegiance to a college.
Yeah, people are watching the school, not necessarily the player.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
It'll wear off.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, boys.
I didn't even think it was going to catch heat on opening weekend.
It did.
Yeah.
But remember, so did the XFL. The XFL's opening
weekend. I think it
was
a curiosity
thing. Let's see. The XFL was promoted far greater than the AAF. This AAF thing, I was aware of it, but it kind of snuck up on me.
But I think the XFL number was bigger, too.
Probably.
Yeah. I think it might have been like
double. And then if the TV schedule, like Drabby said, if they're going to start taking games off of the big network and you got to kind of search for it, NFL Network, TNT.
Well,
you don't even know where to find it.
Yeah,
then that's really going to take a hit.
It's going to do,
but it'll be a success for them if they simply get. They don't have to get the 3 million viewers. If they drop down and get 1 million viewers on TNT, that's a success. I don't know what the NBA does on TNT, but I bet it doesn't necessarily get that. If the ABC game only had 2.5 million,
well, let me ask you this: what does the Canadian League do? Right, that's football. We broadcast in the United States, don't we?
That got moved to ESPN3. You can only watch it through streaming apps.
I would think you actually know more players in Canada.
I know Pedro does.
Than you do
Pedro
here.
Pedro follows it.
And no one pays attention to the Canadian Football League. So if it was just about football, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Because
to see
I'd rather watch Johnny Manziel, frankly. But I don't know when the hell he
plays.
Well,
you would watch him until you knew he sucked, and then you would tune out.
Well, maybe. But I'm saying, like, if you actually told me when Johnny Football was playing in Canada, now I know he actually got benched, I think, at one point, but whenever he was playing, I would try to watch it, maybe.
So looking
over
at
Hackenberg,
looking at this XFL article, it looks like they're going to pay their coaches $500,000 a year and quarterbacks $300,000. So I think they're going to. It says they're going to start signing quarterbacks soon and build the league around them. Now I don't know what other big
quarterbacks. So that's an opening for Johnny Manziel.
You have Johnny and you have Kaepernick.
Right. We got. How about like an RG3?
It could be. Yeah, but he's going to make more than that in the NFL. But guys like RG3 probably have flamed out. Former Heisman winner.
I mean, that's pretty decent money for not being in the NFL.
Definitely.
I mean, 300K is pretty good.
But they don't have the backing of the NFL. They have the backing of the WWE.
Correct.
Which is a little different. They have big pockets, but
you're going to be able to watch them right over at Audi
Field. And this
Field.
Seems to be sort of a minor league system to the NFL.
Right. Which is like not that much, you know, like the World League of American Football. How many of us watch that?
I mean, someone like John Wolford, who was a pretty good college quarterback, and he had a really good opening week. I think he had 4 touchdowns. I mean, these are all tryouts for NFL camps.
Yeah, right, right. So, I mean, for all of them.
You may see him in an NFL camp in August.
But why would this league do any better than the CFL or the World League? And none of those.
I wouldn't think it would.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris in Mechanicsville. Chris, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, boys? The Alliance. I'm all in. I'm all in.
All right. Why?
Well, I just think it's the perfect timing for it. Kind of what the last caller said. But, I mean, especially if you're a big football fan, you know, you're not into the hoops and everything like that. I mean, it's coming off of just.
That's true.
The, you know what I mean? Like the
that's who
we need it right now. We need it right now. The NFL is sad. The NFL is sad. So this could be something different. I'm all in because I want it to be something. That's all.
That's true. That's true. So it could, you know, you take the anti-NBA fan and you're trying to attract them. And when is the CFL season? Does it overlap with the NFL season?
I'm sure I know.
So that's probably why you're not paying attention to the CFL because you're watching the NFL.
Starts in the summer.
So the whole idea. The CFL starts in the summer?
It's on in the summertime, I think.
Right, and then it goes until, what, halfway through the NFL season, then it's over? So this whole idea is just this window, this time where there's not any other competing
football. They can crowbar their league in between basically the end of the NFL season and the beginning of baseball season.
When was the World League? Was that played simultaneous to the NFL? That was around for a long time, and no one paid attention to it.
It's because teams were playing in Barcelona and London.
Yeah, but it had broadcast. The games were broadcast.
Yeah, they were on.
So if it's all about just being football, that's all I'm trying to point out, Cakes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say, if it's just about football, why did those leagues not do it?
But I'm telling you, those games on CBS were the only games that are going to be on CBS.
Right, which also would be a death knell.
I mean,
but TNT, let's say they go on TNT and they get 1 million viewers. Is that successful? I was just looking.
Well,
the NBA on TNT earlier this year was averaging about 1.8 million viewers.
There's only one game on TNT.
What are the other games on? CBS
Bleacher
Sports
Report Network. Live.
Right.
And then everything else is either CBS Sports Network or NFL Network.
Right. NFL Network's not is easier to find
and
than
people,
CBS
people
Sports
are going to go, wait a minute, I thought the Alliance was on CBS. And they're going to see it's not there. And they're going to, well, I don't know
they're
where it is.
They're going to need to search for it.
Yeah.
And then that's going to hurt.
Eric, what happens if the XFL gets Tebow?
I mean, is he going to do that?
He's on the Mets.
Money talks. There's big name quarterbacks that are out there. Chad Kelly's out there. Nobody wants him in the NFL.
Right.
All right.
That's what I've always said. They got to get big name players.
Chad Kelly's not going to draw any viewers.
Chad Kelly might not, but.
Well, not.
See, but I think
draw
Tebow
20
would,
million people.
I think.
I mean, if people want to see
Football
Tebow
would.
Play, yeah. I mean, but then they'll watch him and go, oh, yeah, he wasn't that good.
He wasn't that good when he was actually playing football full time.
Well,
how long has he been off from playing football?
He was good in college.
The point is, you name guys. You need something to latch onto. Just Memphis. No one cares.
By the way, can we play the best football clip of the weekend? And that came from Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, talking about Haskins. Wayne Haskins.
It's embarrassing.
Well, he's a donk.
I mean, I didn't hear this. No,
you
hear
haven't heard this.
If you take
I don't even want to lead the witness. Can we play the clip and give us his take?
Haskins is no joke as well. I know that he's bigger. He can make all the requisite throws on the NFL level. He played for a big-time program at Ohio State. I just find him to be more of a runner than a thrower. I could be wrong about that, but that's what I find.
Well, he obviously doesn't watch any college football.
He does not.
You know what Stephen A. Smith, he watches LeBron.
Yeah, he watches. Yeah, probably not
that's
even
all
the
he
whole
watches.
NBA. Just
I don't understand why he would just make
and
it up.
I don't even think he watches the NFL. Didn't he have some huge NFL botch earlier in the year.
Yeah,
well, he's
naming the Chargers players that hadn't played all
year.
Yeah,
Hunter Henry.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand why he makes it up. Like, why would you say, I don't know, or just avoid it? Because you look like an idiot. You got the whole world checking you.
Was he corrected right away when he said that?
Well, social media exploded.
Well, I know, but who was he doing the show with? Was he doing it with Kellerman?
I don't even know.
I hope
Kellerman... it was the First Take show.
Kellerman stepped in
and said...
He probably
didn't know either.
He probably doesn't even know either. Yeah. Exactly.
They don't listen to each other. They're just waiting for their turn to talk.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Well, he said he could make all the requisite throws, but he sees him as more of a runner. I think he doubled down on it on social media, too.
Right.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I'm pretty sure he did.
I think he averages 0.7 yards per carry.
Right, he never runs.
That's why
he's not a runner.
Like literally less than
garbage.
A yard.
Yeah.
Don't consume it. Yeah.
Let's go to John in Centerville. But the great thing I learned a long time ago is you just never make, just admit you don't know. I don't know anything. It's amazing to not know anything.
It's liberating.
Yeah, it's great. John, what's up?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say all in on the AAF. I think it's key that they admit that they're not going to compete with the NFL straight up. They let the NFL finish, and it could be that developmental league where you do have a bunch of those quad A guys, like Luis Perez was a LA Rams draft picker, undrafted free agent this past offseason. You're raving about him.
But why is it different than the World League? Why will it, and you had no interest in the World League because no one did.
I was going to say, I think you're going to have increased viewership now with the way you have all these multimedia platforms with streaming. You have more opportunity to get it out. So if you do have an interested product or a fan base like you had this past week, it was 2.1 on the opening weekend. I think you're going to see some consistent numbers going through, but one thing that would be interesting would be if the NFL decides to legitimize it and try to get some kind of agreement or partnership where you have a supplemental draft similar to how you have a later college supplemental draft where you give the teams opportunities to pick up those guys. But thanks for taking my call. You guys have a good morning.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate
He's all in on the AAF. People who watched it liked it. That's what I didn't see but a couple minutes. Like I said, I was out at the Palm on Saturday night.
Big time.
Like you guys haven't all gone.
Where were you Saturday?
Yeah. It was at the Palm.
I'll be honest. Oh, I'm pretty much.
You didn't,
I'm pretty
you
much,
didn't know that?
Oh, where was he again?
It was at the Palm. Oh. You've never heard of the Palm?
Yeah. I'm pretty much out on the AAF. I mean, I know that I was
busy.
You
don't even have passing interest.
I was busy during the debut. I was out. But even if it was on CBS again this upcoming weekend, I don't think I would be that compelled to watch.
See, I watched it just because of the reaction to the first one.
Right.
So I was like, well, let me see. Let me be open-minded. And I wanted to like it. And it was just fine.
I gave it a quarter.
I turned on the Birmingham Iron game, and I saw Nick Novak kick a 29-yarder in an empty stadium. And I said, I've seen enough.
That was the best part of it for me.
I've seen enough of the AAF at this point.
Yeah,
I got to see Nick Novak convert 3 field goals.
Maybe I give it another chance. Maybe if I stumble upon it on Bleacher Report Live. Is that what you said?
I've literally never been to Bleacher Report Live.
Didn't even know it existed.
I know, I've heard of Bleacher Report. I didn't know they had a live portion.
By the way, they're the ones who broadcasted the match.
Yeah. We all watched.
Yeah, we all watched.
I didn't watch the match.
I didn't watch it on Bleacher Report Live. I did the pay-per-view.
Trash.
Yeah, I wasn't going to watch that garbage.
I did the pay-per-view. You watched it on Bleacher Report Live because there was a glitch and it was free. That's the reason why you watched it.
Yeah. Pirate over there. The match.
Drabby,
I actually paid for
Drabby,
it.
Drabby, like you actually like, you like college hoops. There's no way you're going to watch week 6 of the AFL when you know the second round of the NCAA tournament's on.
I couldn't wait for Duke Virginia to get over with so I could start watching that game on Saturday night.
You're lying.
I swear on my life.
Well, you're not a sports fan, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
You're not going to watch the I don't even know. What is it? The AAFL?
Alliance of American Football.
When the NCAA tournament's on.
Look, I'm not one of these snobby sports fans like Cakes who automatically shuts the door to a new football league.
Hey,
everyone that comes on.
He fears change.
I fear change. Like, everyone just poo-poos on new football all the time. I don't get it. And then complain about the NFL.
Valdez, you're not going to do it either.
What? I watched five minutes of it.
Right.
I thought it sucked. I thought it was meh.
Yeah, right.
By the way, Jason's going to trash the league for you know, there could be a 42-41 game, and Jason will trash the game because it threatens baseball, college basketball, golf, and any of the traditional sports.
You mean the more interesting sports? Yeah, you're right.
Listen, except I told you this last week, and I stand by it. If they went all USL formula before the USFL tried to compete straight up with the league, they would have a success. They're halfway there. They just need to open up the salary structure and attract big-name guys. And steal. See, that can't happen because they're partnered with the NFL. But steal a couple of NFL guys Like current guys that can play in the league.
Besides coaches.
Like steal a Steve Young, a Herschel Walker, a Bruce Smith, a Gary Clark. You know what I mean? Steal those guys. Like modern, but the modern guys.
Well, let's say they stole Joe Flacco. Would Joe Flacco move the needle?
It might not be, no, but Herschel Walker was a huge star.
I understand.
It was different, but they had more money to throw at the players.
And they weren't partnering with the NFL.
Correct.
So that's why that can happen.
That's
never
true. I mean,
old USFL formula would work.
Would you watch it if Ray Rice all of a sudden went back, was playing?
It's too late for Ray Rice now.
All right, let's say Kareem Hunt.
You'd be curious.
Yes, they should have signed Kareem. They should sign Kareem Hunt ASAP.
Okay, but that's still not going to get you to watch it just because Kareem Hunt.
But if they got more guys.
Well, how many guys are going to take?
I'm just telling you.
I mean, you're going to need
a full roster to get you to watch.
Why did the USFL? You know why the USFL took on the NFL? Because it was working, but then it was just too much. You can't compete with the NFL.
Right.
They should have stayed in their lane and done it in the offseason. They had something.
Yeah, but eventually, now that was back in the 80s, but if that happened now, it would have died eventually. Quicker, probably. Quicker death.
I don't know. If they used that original formula, I think they'd have something. They're short.
You watch. These guys talking a bunch of smack. Well, not Valdez. Drabby won't be watching in week 6. Yeah. No chance.
I know. I won't be watching Kentucky, Mississippi State.
Yeah. All right, so you're not a College Hoops guy.
Well,
you can't tell me you're a College Hoops fan and then say, yeah, I'm going to watch the AAF over the NCAA tournament. That just sounds stupid.
See?
NCAA tournament.
I just don't believe what he's saying.
That's different.
But like I know yesterday, there was a bunch of random Big Ten games. I just didn't care. I had zero interest in them.
No, I could see yesterday, but yesterday was an outlier. There wasn't a lot to watch versus the AAF.
Yeah,
unless
but
you
he gave
watch
you
Pebble.
An actual game this weekend because I saw a few minutes of that. You had Mississippi State against Kentucky. Kentucky's on a roll. That probably
Mississippi State was on earlier. I'm just trolling you, right? I'm saying when the tournament starts, I get not watching a regular season game. I'm saying when the tournament starts, if you're watching the AAF versus the NCAA tournament, either you hate hoops or you're a loser.
Okay, but there are a lot of people that
it's
don't.
Either or.
There are a lot of people that don't like hoops.
You are right.
That's true.
I can't relate, but you're right.
Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, Cal Ripken Jr. joins us.
All right. Celebrating 40 years as a local family owned company, my guys at Crop Metcalf proudly continue to serve all of your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, pest control, and home performance needs, maintenance, repair, replacement, or service agreements. Their 5-star technicians are the best in the business. So, for all of your comfort needs, make one call to the 5-star experts at 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, now proudly serving Fauquier and Culpeper counties and the surrounding Piedmont area.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. I didn't watch the AAF this weekend. I also didn't watch the Grammys.
Oh, can we get into the Grammys?
A lot of
at some
people
point?
Watch the Grammys.
I watched it. You'll be surprised.
You watched the red carpet.
I watched the red carpet.
You're like, red carpet.
I'd watch the red carpet.
Such a build up.
And then I watched the opening act, and I didn't even know who the girl was.
How did you watch the Grammys when True Detective was on? Like, we've been waiting for True
Detective. True Detective doesn't start till 9.
Well, when the Grammys start? Grammys?
Well, the
Grammys
red carpet started like 7.
The red carpet started at 7, and then the actual Grammys show started at 8. I watched 5 minutes of it and went to bed.
Here's my thing with the Grammys. I like the Grammys because I think it's the most prestigious music award by far. Right? All these other awards are stupid. I like the Oscars and Grammys.
I didn't know any. I mean, I knew some, but most of them, I didn't know
a lot of the
who
songs.
They were.
Here's the thing. And I like, people were grilling me because I had this comment, but I was watching and I tweeted, there's just too many like sort of like contrived super group performances. You know, like all of a sudden, Miley Cyrus is singing with Shawn Mendes and somebody else is playing the viola and somebody else is on the mandolin. And it's like, well, that's not even a real thing. You're just trying to make something. And they're doing it all the time.
I remember seeing the promos and the promos, they listed like 15 names and they said, and that's just the first hour.
You didn't know? Yeah. Like when Alicia Keys did her little thing, like she's a superstar. I enjoyed that.
Was she the host?
I guess she was the host.
Yeah.
She was playing two pianos. I've never seen this before, and maybe this is a shtick that piano players do. She was playing two pianos at the same time. She had them right next to each other. So the left hand was on one, the right hand was on the other. It's probably not that different, but it sure looked cool
with me.
What she was doing. And she did a bunch of hits, and then she was doing like, she was singing like a Drake song. She would do her take on it. Or she would sing like
her take on Drake.
I didn't see that.
Miley Cyrus song. She'd do her take on it. And that was really cool. And I love performances. But there were so many sort of contrived supergroup performances, and then with people that we don't know. I guess they're trying to be fair to all the genres. They put all these other people out there. But, like, I guess that's a country person, but I don't know who that is. Certainly not the most famous one.
Kane Brown or something like that.
I don't know who these guys are.
I've never heard.
I want to know the people.
Well, I
don't know who they are.
The only reason
I want to know the people in the AAF, and I want to know the people in the Grammys.
I only knew Kacey Musgraves because my daughters listened to Kacey Musgraves.
Right.
And she's great.
Yeah,
she actually came to D.C. I wanted to get tickets, but I couldn't. Corona couldn't hook me. Next time, maybe. And she's fantastic. But some of these other, I didn't even know who they were.
Well, two that I knew performed together, Post Malone and the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I heard that was terrible.
You hate Blech.
I heard it was awful.
Not impressed.
Well, I thought the Chili Peppers, I don't know what song they did. I didn't recognize the song.
It was awful.
And I like Post Malone. But he didn't add anything to that song.
I saw that, and I saw 2 minutes of Diana Ross, and I said, I don't need to watch the Grammys.
Yeah. Who
needs
Grammys
to watch? Is not for me.
I used to love the Grammys 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, Jason.
Because I knew the artists.
Right.
Did a Dolly Parton bit. Dolly Parton.
How old is Dolly Parton, 80?
I looked it up. I think she's 76 or something, whatever she is. And then they did a Diana Ross thing.
Skewing old.
Who's watching that?
I don't know.
Everybody's singing 9 to 5, and I'm like,
that must have been awful.
But you know what? 5 minutes?
This is the Chili Peppers sing
with Post Malone.
And Post Malone is so disturbing. I'm a Post Malone fan. I really like his music. He's so disturbing to look at with all the tattoos and the teeth and the.
It makes me feel very clean about myself.
Yeah. Makes me feel like Brad Pitt when I look at him.
By the way,
this song, what song is this?
I don't know.
This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I don't even know what song this is.
But Californication is not under the bridge.
It's not one of their sillies to me. And I'm not like Cakes.
Maybe
I like the Chili
song.
Peppers.
Cakes
hates under
new.
The bridge.
Bulletin, play the hits. People want to hear hits.
He was just.
Hey, did you also notice? So, Song of the Year is like a really big deal.
That's another thing. Everyone's confused by Record of the Year, Song of the Year. Nobody gets it.
Isn't that big, though, Song of the Year?
I would think.
Yeah,
so,
I don't think so.
I don't understand why Childish Gambino didn't show up to the Grammys to receive the award.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because the Grammys, it's like a really big deal. That's not like winning a.
Is he protesting something? Because if he wins a Grammy and he doesn't care,
I think there might be some protesting going on.
Because if he doesn't care about it, then why should I?
I think they probably hate Trump too.
I don't know, no idea.
Well, is that the guy that also works on TV though? Childish Gambino.
Yeah, he's an actor too.
And maybe he's busy.
Maybe he's working.
But I've never heard of her. Brandi Carlile. The only reason I know Chloe and Halle is I took a picture with them when they were in PGC like 2 years ago.
I don't even know who that is.
Chloe and Halle?
Yeah, they sang America the Beautiful in the Super Bowl.
Made me feel
like Cardi B.
I don't know. Cardi B is terrible.
She lip-synced her whole thing, and it was terrible.
She's wearing a wackadoo dress.
I mean, I just don't know.
She was doing some motions that you probably would turn your TV off if you had kids.
Hey, did you see Cardi B and Offset kiss on the red carpet, Jason?
I did not. I missed that one.
Cardi B's tongue. Is the size of your hand.
Oh, yeah?
It's the biggest tongue I've ever seen in my life.
Gene Simmons' tongue?
Yeah.
Really?
It was kind of hot.
That's hot? That sounds a little off-putting.
Cardi B.
Just watch the video.
Offset?
Yeah.
Who's Offset?
He's from Migos. That's her boyfriend.
His name is Offset. Off again, boyfriend.
That's her baby's daddy.
Oh, okay.
I know that. I don't know if they're married, but they're definitely.
I can see why he keeps crawling back.
Right. Well, you should. Did you ever read about what she said about his Jimmy Johnson when they were broken up, about how, you know, she kind of hated him, but she missed his Jimmy Johnson. Yeah. What a show it is.
It's not surprising.
That's a show.
Musgrave's coming to Wolf Trap in September.
But the other thing that's always annoying
that Cakes.
Yep.
Is I actually
set it up.
I really think Lady Gaga's a freak talent, right? So it's not necessarily my cup of tea, but I don't mind watching her perform. But when she wins an award, she's over the top with the, you know, just like emotional and just, it's just too much. All about me. It's just, ugh. too much.
I don't know. Well, I was watching True Detective.
I did watch about an hour of it.
I am going to watch True Detective, Walking Dead, and a little bit of the Grammys today because I DVR'd it. I just want to see some of the performances.
DVR'd the Grammys?
Not me.
I wanted to see the performances. But you're telling me they all sucked, so I guess
I'm not saying they all sucked, but it's just too many contrived supergroups.
You aren't even like
Alicia Keys because I know you don't like her,
no,
really.
I'll forward through all that.
Alicia Keys was good. I thought that was really good. I'll watch that one.
Yeah. But I'm not watching Dolly Parton. She's 100.
Dolly Parton, fast forward. Diana Ross, fast forward.
I mean, based on what you described, there's nothing I should be watching.
If they have 14 people and you don't know 13 of them, fast forward it.
By the way, I'm not going to give anything away. I watched both True Detective and Walking Dead.
Jesus, what did you stay up till midnight?
Stayed up till like 11:30.
He has no regard for sleep.
He really doesn't. And he looks at me like I'm strange.
To watch True Detective. Cakes watched it.
All right, rate it 1 to 5.
5.
Wow.
I'd give it a 4. Had a few slow parts.
Okay. All right. And rate Walking Dead 1 to 5.
3.
Oh.
Here's what I do.
You're going to give it away now.
No, this is what I do. When they're just walking through the woods, there's so much downtime on that show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That you could just
I know you want to see the action.
Yeah. Fine,
well,
get to them talking. Well, there's just one guy just walking through a meadow.
Okay,
for 30 seconds.
But that's why I DVR them.
Right.
You wasted more of your life than I will. Because it aired at the same time
as True Detective. So I watched True Detective live, and then I can fast forward through
Walking Dead.
I'm not up as late.
Yeah, all right.
By the way, when
you're finished today, only 2 episodes left of True Detective.
I know, it's short.
Are we really getting closer? Like, do you feel like there's a big break? Oh, there's a breakthrough.
I still don't know. I have no idea who takes the suspect.
Apparently the ending.
Yeah,
really
you think you haven't figured out with 2 episodes to go?
Not completely, but I mean, they definitely give you some vital information.
Sure.
Really, it's a critical episode.
Yes.
All right. Good. Good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When is Cal coming on?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. That's going to be silly.
But are we going to get into? Well, we are. We just did the Grammys. I wanted to hear some more performances, but I guess we don't need to.
No, we could play some of the performances, and why don't we do the EP? Want to do that?
Yeah.
Got a bunch of silly EP stories. I just got to go through them. All right, don't go in there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.